The following Dharma talk was recorded in June 2015 in St. Louis, Missouri, from the retreat called Awakening Joy, taught by James Barris. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. James Barris is a founding teacher of Spirit Rock Meditation Center in California. His popular online course, Awakening Joy, was featured in O Magazine and published as a book in 2012. James's website is www.awakeningjoy.info.
With this meditation period, we'll continue to open up the field. And so far we've connected with the breath as we sit here, with sensations in the body when they become strong, with sounds, knowing that hearing is happening, with images, knowing that seeing is occurring. Now we're going to open up to include the different moods and emotions that can arise when you're sitting, as well as just the thought process itself. Thoughts and feelings are also part of our experience, important part that we can easily get lost in. But the more you understand how to work with them, the more you're able to hold them skillfully in your daily life as well. And the key to emotions or thoughts is seeing them clearly and not identifying with them. And by identifying with, I mean not taking them personally. That is, as was said before, seeing they're just part of the human experience. And not getting lost in the story of what the mind is creating. When we have a strong emotion or mood, we've created a reality and take it to be real, and either frighten ourselves or battle ourselves or get swept away by wanting or not liking or confusion. But when we can see clearly, oh, this is fear. Oh, this is sadness. This is love. This is joy. Then we are learning to hold those feelings wisely and letting ourselves be touched when they are wholesome states without grasping them, and letting ourselves hold the difficult ones without getting confused. The acronym RAIN is a good, helpful way to stay connected to the difficult feelings. I mentioned this in the groups and many of you are quite familiar with it. Just to remind you, so this acronym really describes how to mindfully be with a difficult feeling. First, to recognize it, just to name it in a very clear way. Oh, this is what I'm feeling now. This is sadness. This is fear. This is anger. Next, to allow it to be here. That is, not trying to push it away, not trying to manipulate or struggle with it, just giving it permission for a little while so that you can learn to open to it wisely. The I is investigate, which simply means bringing an interest to what your actual experience is. Not analyze why am I feeling this or what do I do with it now, but rather, oh, this is what it feels like in the body. Just feeling the landscape of that energy. This is what sadness feels like, or this is what anger feels like in the body and in the mind. Notice how it behaves. It's not so different than when you were a little boy or a little girl and felt anger or sadness or whatever it is that you're feeling. And the N is that non-identification, which is simply meaning not taking it personally. This is part of the human experience. And when you don't take it personally, the awareness can hold whatever it is that's arisen in the mind and the heart. So when you have that a strong feeling that comes up, if you have the courage and the curiosity to let it be here and let yourself feel it just a little at a time. You don't have to feel it any longer than is helpful for you. But you might make a little contract. Okay, for the next minute, let's really feel this. And you might be surprised to see that your capacity is much greater than you realize. Anytime it's too much, come back to your body sitting here and breathing, or open up to sounds. And just what I call titrating our dukkha, titrating just a little at a time our challenges and our difficulties. So when there's strong feelings, to include them in the meditation as well. And then finally, there's thoughts that arise, as I'm sure you've seen. Thoughts are not the enemy. They're not wrong. They're just what minds do. And when you realize that you've been thinking, as we've been saying, simply to notice and know, oh, thinking is happening. Without any judgment, but just knowing that the process of thinking is happening, you're not lost in the thought. So you might even name it, oh, thinking. It doesn't matter, good thought, bad thought, or pleasant thought, or unpleasant thought. Just naming it, oh, thinking. Much of the time when you name it, it starts to evaporate because you're not feeding it. You don't need to hunt for it more. Just come back right now to the breath or whatever else is here. If it's a very strong thought that keeps on persisting, you might sense what feeling is underneath the thought, because it often is fueled by a feeling that we're not in touch with, and then doing that rain practice. So as you sit here this last time today, and we'll be doing this more tomorrow as well, just let yourself come into the present. Feel your body sitting here. Feel a connection to the earth. Might take a few deeper breaths. And let the breath be natural. Let the mind be relaxed and open. And notice what's happening right now. Wherever in your experience, whether the breath or any of the other things that I've mentioned, sounds or sensations or feelings or thought process, knowing what's happening now, let it be how it is, and bring that relaxed, interested, kind awareness to the moment. If you notice you've drifted off, come back very lovingly and begin once again. What's happening now?